Or maybe doing more exercise. Half of all Americans are officially couch potatoes. To qualify, you have to do less than 30 minutes of exercise per day. That's according to Adrian Bowman of the University of Sydney in Australia. Australians, by the way, aren't much better. And he says changing the way we live is going to take more than just individual efforts. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Adrian Bowman has made the study of physical inactivity his life's mission. He's done research on it, and he's analyzed other people's work. And one thing about modern life is clear.
We don't expend energy doing anything. We've actually engineered regular daily physical activity out of our lives.
He says a lot of things stop us from burning calories.
We come to work in almost any vocation, and we sit. And we sit for 8 hours, and then we get up and we sit in the motor car, in automobile, and we go home. When we arrive at home, we sit in front of the television. We have frozen TV dinners. We have pre-prepared, pre-packaged food that doesn't require energy to collect it. We don't hunt, cook it. It's mostly just put in microwaves and simple systems.
We don't even chop vegetables anymore. Bowman says that's very different from the way life used to be. He cites research by a colleague who studied people living and working in a historical Australian village recreating life in the 19th century.
Their energy expenditures were 3 to 5 times the amount that people spend today. And that was just a regular person going to and from work. It wasn't a lumberjack or someone who was working on the land or someone who had a huge, heavily physical job.
And of course, 3 to 5 times more energy expenditure burns a lot more calories. Today, advocates of what's termed smart growth are building communities where people at least get out of their cars. There's a project under construction at the site of the old Stapleton Airport in Denver. 7,500 people have houses and apartments there already. Alicia Brown is the director of Healthy Living for the nonprofit that's creating the community.
We have sidewalks, we have bike lanes in the community. It's very geared towards people being able to walk around the community. They can walk to the grocery store. They can ride their bikes on the trails. There are parks all throughout the community, and it encourages people to get out of their cars.
In this community, a soccer mom is on her feet. Brown says she might get her kids out of the house in the morning and walk them to the park.
While they're at the park, she can walk right across the street and have coffee. And we often see moms and their children walking and playing and exercising. There are more strollers in the Stapleton neighborhood than cars.
Studies of communities like Stapleton have confirmed that people are walking more, and researchers are studying people in these communities, comparing them to people in nearby neighborhoods to see who's healthier. What they find out will matter, says Adrian Bowman. A lot of people think that getting healthier is all about dealing with the obesity epidemic. Others think it's all about getting people to move around more. Bowman says it's both.
The exercise science community would say physical inactivity is 2/3 of the story. The nutritionists would say diet's 2/3 of the story. As a public health person, I'll say it's probably 50-50.
He cites studies from the World Health Organization and other institutions that show that inactivity takes a real toll on health.
Physical inactivity is a major risk factor for death and for illness. It contributes to about 1/6 of heart disease, cardiovascular disease, about the same for diabetes, about 12% for falls in the elderly, and about 1/10 of all breast cancer and colon cancer are attributable to being physically inactive.
Bowman says getting people up and moving is more than about just motivating individuals. He says it's going to take a coordinated effort like the one that's driven down smoking rates. And he says the payoff will be on a similar scale. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.